be shot by HD, TV system, or what you call it, with three cameras, and it was prepared, the three cameras. But on the first day of shooting, they all, at least Ingmar, experienced that the three cameras together sounded like something you didn't want to hear. There was a sound from the cameras that they couldn't hear when you only had one camera running, but the three together made a terrible sound. So Ingmar had to decide to shoot the whole film in with only one camera. So he got furious, of course, and had to rearrange all his shooting, all his days, shooting days, with only one camera instead of three. The producer told him before shooting that the HD television was superb, and give a superb copy when shown at cinemas afterwards, after it was finished. So he was frustrated, and he was frustrated when we start editing, because this was going to be the first time we edit on digital equipment. He found the editing room at the Swedish television very boring and uncomfortable, and he wasn't at all used to this digital instrument, and neither was I, or of course I was a little more experienced, but I was quite nervous to work with him the first time on an Avid equipment. But it worked out well, and at the end of the editing, I think he liked it a lot. When I get the manuscript, which I always do long before the shoot, before the period, the editing period, so I can read the manuscript as many times as I like, and I do my comments if I have any, but not so much. I think that the feeling I get when I read the manuscript will be there even when I see the material. So it means that if something is weak in the manuscript, I will also see it in the film, in the material before I edit it. But I don't do anything especially with a manuscript more than either I read it and I think of it.
Okay.
We never edit during shooting, even though he many times want me to be with wants me to be there while he's shooting the film, because he thinks that it's very good that I can take care of the material and see it and tell him things if there's something not good. Of course, this is expensive for the producers, so on Sarabande, for example, I was not I wasn't there during the shooting.
Okay.
Because I have had other works, jobs to do. So after the shooting, I see all the material together with Ingmar.
Where?
In the editing room or the screening room.
Mm.
And we decide what takes to use. That is something that we always do together. We decide which take to use. And then we start editing. We make a rough cut, of course, from the beginning to the end. And after the rough cut, when we have the whole story, we start from the beginning again and edit. And we come to the end of the story, and then we start from the beginning again, so we don't concentrate on just one part in the middle, because we like it so much. We always start from the beginning, go to the end, and to the beginning again, and do the fine editing, the fine cut. That is very important. If you do so, you can always keep the rhythm, the pace, the story, and keep it so you don't. It's easier to keep the rhythm of the film. Of course, I can tell you, even if it's Bergman who directed the film, it can be parts that doesn't feel so rhythmical. But that's maybe it's because of trouble with the actors or something else. I just want to say he's not perfect, even though he's a very precise director, and I like that a lot. Because it makes me precise too. Sarabande is not just a title and it's not just a term, music term. It was also a dance in the 15th or 14th century that was forbidden because it was so erotic, I think. And that's something, that's why he had this title on Sarabande. His first title was Anna, the name Anna.
Uh-huh. It's the woman face.
The woman. Mm. And it's dedicated to his wife, his late wife, Ingrid. The manuscript is dedicated to his late wife. Yeah, and so is the film. And the music, he's very interested in music. And as you maybe heard before, he is talking about film manuscript in a way, it's the same that when you compose music. And you make film, it's like composing music with a ups and downs. No, but I can't talk to you about that. I am not a musical person. I can't talk in terms, exact terms, but it's like music. The music he has in his films are also decided in advance, long before the shooting. When he writes his manuscript, I think he also has the music in his ears. So sometimes it has happened that we cut, we edit some pictures of different things, just to explain where we are, the atmosphere, like in Fanny and Alexander, when it's raining, and afterwards we see the scene with Helena, the grandmother, on the veranda when she is sleeping and her dead son appears in front of her. Before that, there are some pictures from outside on different things, flowers, and it's raining. We were cutting these pictures as we felt, without music, and when we put the music on, it was very rhythmical. We didn't have to change so much in the pictures, if you understand, in the editing, because it was like we had the music in our ears, but we hadn't. It was there. And that has happened many times, that we edit in a rhythm and we put the music on and it's perfect, almost perfect. The Blessed Ones, the Två Saliga, was the first time I worked with Ingmar on a television-produced film. It was shot in studio with different cameras, and they did cut during shooting, like that's common in film, in television. And when we saw it, he didn't. We should edit it afterwards in a flatbed. So he had to order a reverse copy or a film copy of the tapes. So we edited, and there was the cuts that they had already made in the studio. And we had to re-edit everything because if you have actors in a studio, they are walking in from one room to another, and the producer have cut in a certain place. But you when it's like that, you see, you have to shorten things, because when a person goes from one place to another, it's boring. You need to make cuts in time, because it's not interesting when one person goes from one room to another. You want to do as you usually do in film. You stop on a close-up, and next cut is that you see the same person coming around the corner towards you, for an example. That reverse copy was not good, it was brown, not so good colors. But the story was fantastic. The story was not one of his. The
Ulla
Isaksson. It's a terrible story about two people who are destroying each other. Well, I can't say anything about it. It was a very long time ago I worked with it. I remember it was... it was an experience. I have learned a lot from Ingmar as well. Of course, when we met, he had made many, many, many films. And I was just in the beginning when we edited The Blessed Ones. The first time we did, as I told you, we made the first digital editing on Sanaband. Before that, all the editing was in a flatbed. Even though it was shot in studio with TV cameras. So the material was transferred into film. So we could sit on his island Fårö and edit in his editing table. And with Bildmakarna, the image makers, that was the cost that he had to take. I wasn't so skilled at that time to work with digital equipment, so I told him so, and I said that we can cut on Avid, but I have to have a support, some guy who could also be there to support me if something happens with the equipment, as my experience with digital editing is that suddenly something happens and you can't figure out what to do. And I didn't want to be there alone in the editing room with Ingmar and have that problem. So he decided, okay, let's make it on film. So that's been a fact since The Blessed Ones. We have made all the TV productions on film.